Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey.
Yes, today we have all the celebrity and entertainment news that you could possibly handle. But first, we have to check in with our favorite folks out on the East Coast. So look at those guys.
Hey, Atlanta.
What up?
Hey.
What's up?
Gary's not there today, but we still have a bunch of tea to distribute. Later in the show, getting trapped in an elevator could be considered terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you were trapped in an elevator with Jason Momoa?
Ooh.
Boom, chicka, boom,
bam. I hope this elevator's going down.
Nobody's
going
to commit adultery.
And Terry Crews has some love advice for all of us. But first, Brad, what do you have?
Well, all right. Angelina Jolie is rediscovering herself, y'all. The actress recently did an interview with Hello and mentioned that she's learning a lot from her growing Brady Bunch. Da-na-na-da, Brady Bunch. Well, Angelina said, when your children are little, you feel more mommy. When they are teenagers, you start to remember yourself as a teenager. You see them going to punk clubs, and you wonder why you can't go. I'm in this fun moment where I'm rediscovering myself. Okay, so hey, Crack it, Frank. Do you guys ever feel left out and wonder why you can't hang out with your kids?
No.
No?
I mean, here's the thing.
That was quick.
My kid moves in and out of the house like a ninja. You know, you don't know when he's coming or going. Like, he even turns the alarm off in the house to where, like, you
the chime isn't there.
You hear the chime. He goes to work mysteriously early. He takes late classes. So
yeah,
you don't
sure
even get a chance to see him that much.
See, my son's that age where he'll have, like, that little backyard kickback and, you know, by the pool and invite the guys and girls over. And I'm like, hey, guys.
Oh,
hey.
No. You
I know.
Go ahead. Inside, Dad.
You can't get out of my space,
Dad. Can you imagine?
Like
look at all the young girls.
You guys want to play cornhole?
Well, this is awkward. Singer Ed Sheeran was the ultimate failure in college. Now, before going on to sell over 150 million records worldwide, he was attending the Academy of Contemporary Music for 1 year.
Now, okay.
He earned not one, but six Fs on his report card, which is currently on display.
Did you say
Fs? Yeah, Fs. Like,
F.
Yep. Ed Sheeran?
Failure.
Yep. So it's currently on display at the Ed Sheeran Made in Suffolk exhibition. He flunked songcraft, professional musicianship, music industry prep,
Sound right.
And two other courses that probably didn't
matter. Headcrack, this makes sense if this was my report card from there.
Yeah.
I have zero musical ability.
Mm-hmm.
But Ed Sheeran, how do you do that when you're a songwriter and a guitar player?
This happens when you probably are really home dealing with music and really like creating all the time, and you're cheating off the wrong person paper. Keeps becoming an F each time. That's what it is.
But
that's what happens.
Some musicians are so ill, they don't fall into a pattern of A, B, A, B. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Look at how successful he went on to become.
But look how they got all the little Fs, and then in case you didn't understand that, they got a big-ass square with another F.
Yeah, with a code key.
Right.
So just so you completely understand, like, what all this means.
What's a condonable fail, though? If you look at the bottom chart, it says D, M, P, CF indicates a condonable fail, and F indicates a fail.
Maybe
he didn't even get the partial fail.
Which is
a complete F.
Like, you failed, but we're going to let you make it.
I'm sure
he dropped out of that school in 2010, and he had his first hit record 1 year later. So
wow.
I think Ed Sheeran's fine.
Do they even consider Ed Sheeran an alumnus of the school, or do they not want to like say that at all because he didn't need the school to go become a hit?
Right.
It's like,
they're going to use that, of course. That's press for them. They're going to use that.
Yeah, but we failed him out. We look like we're idiots.
You leave that part out.
Well,
and you know what? A very famous Ed Sheeran also attended this school.
Wow.
Like, their slogan should be, our biggest failure is Ed Ed Sheeran.
Right. That's a good one.
Mad people would sign up.
Well, we all might need to call up actor Terry Crews for relationship advice because he just celebrated his 30th wedding anniversary with his lovely wife, Rebecca King Crews, this year.
Nice.
Huge accomplishment, especially for a couple in Hollywood. Never goes 30 years.
Not with these riding boots on.
Okay. Those boots are made to walk in 30 years.
Yeah, well, recently would ask, you know, what is the secret to a long, a loving relationship? This is what Terry had to say. What I say a lot of times is that you can't love someone and control them at the same time. As a man, especially being young, you feel like you need to control everything, and that's not love. Love is freedom. Love is choice. And I think he did come up with that because she allowed him to wear those boots. I agree, Brad.
No, honestly,
she with that dress she has on, she looks like she can control anybody.
Yeah,
it looks
Cruella
powerful.
Cruella DeVille.
She doesn't like Cruella DeVille.
Give me your voice.
Give me your boots. You're not wearing those if you're going out with me.
She picked those out for him to wear.
She liked him looking like that.
Why would he didn't he have
But you know what? After 30 years, she probably told him in the first 15, you look a fool. Yeah. And then the last 15, she was like, where would the hell do you want to wear?
Yeah, at this point, I don't care.
Yeah, so I don't care.
Is that good advice? Eventually, you have to give up control of the other person, just let them be?
No, but listen, here's what I'll say. Yes, I don't think you should control anybody, but if my wife and I are going out and she comes downstairs and I'm like, we're going to such and such, that may be too much for there, or we're going to such and such, you need to throw something nicer on. I mean, I'm going to tell you, you're walking next to me. I'm not really going to...
Well, you have mirrors in your home. They're all broken,
right.
But you have mirrors. I mean, she saw herself before she came downstairs. She likes the way she looks.
I guarantee. So then what do you do if you're with somebody you love and you're like, that's not good? Aren't you supposed to...
You got to tell them
that's not controlling. Just because you're telling somebody they look like a fool, that didn't mean you're controlling
and
them.
You're not going to say it like that because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, this is what I do. I never say you look like a fool. I never say you look a mess. I always just bring another option. What about these dress shoes as opposed to those riding boots?
So this next story is sort of funny, not funny. I guess if it's happened to you, it's not too funny. But has anybody here ever been stuck on an elevator?
No, thank God.
Yes, it's the worst.
Okay, I haven't been stuck on one either, but the thought of it does get me a little anxiety-ridden. But now, it doesn't just happen to regular people. It happens to people in Hollywood, too. It seems as though getting trapped on an elevator is actually more common than you might think. Some celebs shared their stories about being trapped on an elevator. Ryan Seacrest got stuck in an elevator on his way up to the Times Square Ball to do press for the New Year's Eve, his whole New Year's Rockin' Eve, and he shared it on Instagram with this picture.
How long was he stuck? Do you know?
Not a long time, because they're still smiling.
Yeah.
Unless they had some Hennessy.
That's probably like a couple minutes in.
Producer and singer Pharrell Williams also got stuck on an elevator at the Grove here in L.A. Ironically, the song Happy was playing in the elevator, his song Happy.
No.
And he was rescued in 30 minutes by firefighters and was able to make it to a
I always think I was getting punked if they're playing my song in the elevator.
In the elevator song.
Ashton Kutcher's popping out somewhere.
Yeah, like, all right, and then this is pretty funny. During a visit in August of 2019 to Vancouver, Jason Momoa, his dog, and some friends got stuck in their hotel elevator for about 2 hours. Okay, half hour, kind of funny. We're stuck 2 hours.
Yeah.
The whole party made it out. They made a party out of it. They had M&Ms and beer.
No.
And again, though, being stuck with Jason Momoa. Not so
now, when you get on an elevator and there's more than just you in the elevator, do you ever imagine, like, what if we get stuck? I got to be stuck with you people for a while.
Absolutely.
I wonder if she has food in her purse. I mean, that's what I think. It's like, if I have food, I'm like, I wonder what I could trade this for.
Right. Or if you can open a wrapper quietly so you don't have to share it.
You are stupid.
Scary.
And then certainly, last but not least, Pope Francis got stuck in a New York City elevator, but New York City firefighters eventually came to his rescue.
Well, damn, how long did he stay in there?
Well, if I'm the Pope, I'd think I don't need firefighters right now, okay?
I think
I got this. Hey, big guy. Big guy.
Then it starts going down. You're like, no, I'm the Pope.
Real quick, could you get me out of this, please? You mentioned the big guy. Big guy.
Okay, coming up, 90210 star Brian Austin Green offers up some parenting advice, y'all. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
As you know, I'm pretty much the most fashionable host here at Dish Nation, so I'm going to give you the best fashion advice you've had all year. Step your sock game up. There's a really cool company called Stance that can make that easy for you. Stance is changing the game when it comes to socks. Their designs are incredible. I have the dopest Harley Davidson socks by Stance, and I get tons of compliments on them. And if you're a baseball fan, support your favorite team with your feet. thanks to Stance, I'm in the playoffs with my Dodger socks. That's right, go Dodgers. Stance collaborates with music artists and cultural icons, so they're bound to have something for you. And I can't forget to mention how insanely comfortable they are. But my favorite thing about Stance is their annual support of Socks for Heroes, who send socks to deployed military. And there's a reason Stance changed the sock game forever, and I want you to try them for yourself. That's why my listeners and viewers can get a free pair of socks with the purchase at stance.com/dish. That's stance.com/dish, because if they're not Stance, they're just socks.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox have been married since 2010, Ooh. And they share 3 kids together.
Awesome.
I don't even know what you had all those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, the 90210 star recently shared a little bit about how they raised their children. He said, "We parent together. I'm very much more the bad cop than she is. And at first, that sort of was an issue. And now we listen to each other and we talk to each other about things."
That makes a lot of sense.
See, yeah. Here's the thing with good cop, bad cop, and I don't have kids, but I have dogs, and that's the only way I can. That's the only way I can relate to it. So here's the thing. I'm always bad cop because mommy's medicine, mommy. And then my wife comes in and goes, "Mean old mommy, let me give you a piece of cheese. Let me give you a treat after I do ear medicine."
Right, right,
and
shove
pills
right.
down their throat. Yep. She goes, "Let mommy."
They hear you come down the stairs. They scatter.
It's true. But in every relationship, it's like even if you're trying to both be on the same page, one is good cop and one is bad cop.
That's how it works. Like yesterday, I was getting, so PJ had to get her immunization shots yesterday. So I'm like, "Dennis, here, you hold her." He's like, "Hey, you hold her." So I'm like, "All right, cool, I'll hold her." So I'm, you know, hold her is not just hold her. It's like you got to hold her down. Clench her legs. Then the first one was in her mouth. And like, I'm the bad guy. As soon as she starts screaming, he's like, "Oh, come here, daddy got you. Did mommy hurt you? What did mommy let them do?"
In this Halloween picture with his wife, Megan, and their 3 kids, I think he's the bad cop because he bought them like costumes out of a bag. Good cop got all Harry Potter'd up. These kids are like, "These costumes suck, Dad."
None of these kids look like they are who they wanted to be, especially that middle child.
Megan's outfit looks like it's straight from the Harry Potter place.
Oh, yeah.
She does. She looks like she's on set.
Yeah.
She called J.K. Rowling.
All right, y'all. We all know Tina Turner is a larger-than-life superstar, but her first husband, Ike Turner, didn't treat her that way. Mm-hmm. His abuse of Tina was shown in the movie What's Love Got to Do With It? Well, you think Tina's gotten over it after all these years, huh? Well, hell no, because she told New York Times, "I don't know if I could ever forgive all the things that Ike ever did to me, but Ike's dead, so we don't have to worry about him."
Ooh!
Damn!
No, listen, I saw the movie.
Not Ike's dead.
Posthumous petty.
I saw the movie, and I read Tina's book, and what he did to her, you never getting over that. Like, you just hear his name, and you're just like, my body starts to bruise just hearing his name.
Aren't you glad he's dead?
And probably still doesn't eat cake.
Yeah. Yeah. And she probably hate the name Anna May.
Anna
or May.
Mm-hmm.
April, May, June, anything with May. Hey, Craig, you said she don't eat birthday cake?
Nope.
Who really has the nerve to bring that even up? I mean, after all this time, why are you still talking about Ike? Come on, move on.
Exactly. You're pushing her to shade a dead man.
Yeah, she's accomplished a lot more post-Ike and Tina.
True.
And there's
she's
more
not
to talk
say
about.
Anything nice about him. She don't have nothing to say about him.
That's
Let the past be the past. The man is dead, okay?
Mm-hmm. If I was her, I'd be more upset about this bounce house.
Is that what that is? What is that?
Out.
If y'all want to get inside Tina's head even more, now you can. There's a London company called Cool that created an inflatable Tina Turner head. It's about 23 feet tall, 23 feet wide, and you can even climb inside and sing karaoke.
I want one.
This is the best thing ever.
I need one with Michael Jackson.
If you put 20 kids in her head all bouncing at the same time and Proud Mary, it looks like she's singing it.
That's a good job.
You probably got to take your shoes off because this thing probably does not like it rough.
Head crack.
I actually saw the same bounce house at an adult resort in the Bahamas, but that wasn't a microphone in her hand.
No way.
For a second there, I thought she was the new 18th holdout of the putt-putt golf course.
It's no longer the clown's mouth.
Yeah, you got a putt inside Tina's mouth.
I got a hole-in-one at Tina Turner. It's a long story. It's about golf. It's him right.
All right, y'all. Ever wonder how Kevin Bacon really feels about 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? Well, come right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish.
Hey.
So the all-iconic game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. You've heard of it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it's a game where you can literally connect anyone in Hollywood by six people removed from Kevin Bacon. So on the Alex Rodriguez podcast, The Core, Kevin was asked how he really felt about the game. Take a look.
But people would say, oh, I played your game the other night. You know, college kids were using it as a drinking game. And people started to reference it. They would reference it in sports. They'd reference it in science. They're making fun of me.
I'm an actor.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought the joke, honestly, was, can you believe that such a lightweight could be connected to Laurence Olivier,
you know,
or Meryl Streep or whatever in six steps or less? That's just the actor's insecurity.
Right. Yeah,
that's how I felt.
I didn't think it was bad for him. I thought it was literally just like he's so talented and been in so many projects that you can connect him to almost anybody.
And why would I care?
Because it's like a game that
it's like a drinking game. People used to do that just to like have fun. Like, I could connect you to Kevin Bacon.
I'd just rather play beer pong.
You can connect her to Kevin Bacon?
I can connect her and Gary to Kevin Bacon.
Okay, how?
No. Okay, so here it goes.
No.
So, Kevin Bacon has a show called City on a Hill, which he's in it with Aldis Hodge. Aldis Hodge played MC Ren in Straight Outta Compton, which was co-produced by Ice Cube, who did a record with Run DMC, which was produced by Jermaine Dupri, who you know, boom, got two of the six people.
Dang.
That still don't get me to the
You could probably hit Jermaine Dupri up and he go through the mother people to get a hold of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
That's how the 6 degrees works.
That's too much.
Like gay with the T.
Okay.
All right, Kevin Bacon was on a show called I Love
Okay.
And Gay with the T happens to...
Oh! Mind blown! I don't think that counts.
That was like 1 degree.
Now, I think we can all relate to wanting to get revenge on somebody, especially an ex, if they have done you wrong. Mm. Well, y'all, there's an app online called Whisper where people anonymously reveal a secret about themselves or others, and the app posted the best pranks people have pulled on their exes. So here are a few, but don't get any ideas, people, okay? Well, this one says, I work in urgent care as an MA. I prank called my ex saying he was on a patient's list to take an STD test because his girlfriend suggested it. Best prank ever done.
Oh!
And the next one says, sometimes when I get bored, I prank call my ex and pretend to be from the early Mother's Help Center so he thinks his girlfriend is pregnant. I'm a bad person.
Ooh,
and then
real
one
bad.
Says, I tricked my ex once. I prank called him pretending to be a porn star. I told him to meet me somewhere and he fell for it.
Ooh.
They'll go anywhere.
I don't like that. Now, that ain't fun.
That ain't cute.
I don't like that.
Okay, but if y'all were to prank an ex, what would y'all do?
Like, the prank I pull in most relationships is by never ending the relationship. I just kind of just fade to black.
Oh, that's you and Brett. Y'all just ghost.
Yeah, I'm a drifter.
What you got to say,
Brett?
You told me one time that you just kind of go away.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, you don't want to miss this next story that we have for you. So come right back. More Dish after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey!
Now, this is interesting. An off-duty EasyJet pilot was taking a family vacation and ended up having to fly the plane himself after one of the pilots went missing.
Oh, my God.
Missing where?
I don't know. It's airport. Could have got traffic. Who knows? Anyway, according to reports, Michael Bradley was headed to Spain with his family when his wife told them their flight was delayed 2 hours due to a missing pilot. Well, I guess Bradley wanted to get to Spain badly because he called up EasyJet and said, I would very much like to go on my holiday trip, and if you need a favor, I'm standing here ready to go. And boom, the airline called back and said yes, and it was on their merry way.
But you know what? I don't trust this. Because halfway, you know, most of the time when you're traveling, your man is driving. He be sleepy while he's driving anyway, so I don't sleep while he drives.
Yeah, the only time I want to see a pilot take over is if we are in the air and the pilot dies. And like, is there a pilot on the plane? He's like, I can fly. He's like, get up there. Because there's certain jobs you can't take off. I mean, if you're on vacation and you're a police officer and you see a crime being committed, you kind of got to step in. Or if somebody's having a medical emergency, like a woman's having a baby, it's like, is there a doctor anywhere?
You're
like, well, you know, you probably shouldn't have traveled so close to your delivery date.
So let's just say you're on vacation and somebody calls you up and says, hey, we need you to come in and fill in for somebody. Would you do it?
Yeah, because we get paid when we get seen. Hello, Dish Nation. Sit my butt right there.
They usually call me back for vacation to save the show. Oh, I'm kidding. Come on, everybody knows I'm kidding.
Hey, that's why nobody said anything.
By the way, don't call me on vacation. I go just for TV.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.